Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Steve Stockton, a veteran outdoorsman and author who has been investigating the unexplained for more than 35 years. Originally from the mountains of East Tennessee, Steve has traveled all over the country in many parts of the world and now makes his home in the very picturesque New England area. Steve cites his influences as his gypsy witch grandmother, who told him multitudes of legends and stories as a small child, as well as the authors such as Frank Edwards, John Keel, Charles Fort, our friend Lauren Coleman, Ivan Sanderson, Colin Wilson, our buddy Nick Redfern. He also owns and narrates the widely popular Missing Persons Mysteries YouTube channel. Steve, welcome back to the program. How have you been?
Hey, George. Good to be back with you again.
Life good?
Yeah, life's good. Got married, moved to New England. Doesn't get any better.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
And your work still looks fantastic. Matter of fact, My Strange World, which you wrote last year, is a home run hitter.
Yeah, it's been more than a year ago, but that's just the little book that keeps on keeping on. It's stays in the top of the bestseller list on Amazon.
That's great. You know our buddy David Politis, who writes about missing people?
I do. I've met the man before. Met him at Squatch Fest in Longview, Washington a couple of years ago.
With your National Park Mysteries and Disappearances, much like what he has said, I would guess that there's something really strange behind this, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of the cases do seem to have a supernatural element, and I've reported on and investigated hundreds and hundreds of cases. And I started doing this as a child, so it's not anything new that I've suddenly developed an interest in. It's been a lifelong fascination with missing person cases.
Absolutely. How did you get started as a child?
Well, it goes back to Father's Day, June 1969. Dennis Martin disappeared in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I lived in the same town as Dennis, Knoxville, Tennessee, and we were about the same age. Dennis was, I think, 6 going on 7, and I was 5 going on 6. So it was big in the local news. Knoxville had 2 newspapers at the time. The Knoxville Journal was the morning paper, and the Knoxville News Sentinel was the evening paper. And it was just all over that, all over the local news. And it was hard for me to get my little 5-year-old mind around how can a child almost like me, you know, just a little bit older than me, go missing and no trace of him ever be found, nothing. And I followed that case from day one, and somewhere I've still got a couple of scrapbooks of clippings and things about that case that I started when I was that small. And George, it's just one of those things. There's never been any answers, no closure. I met his father later on in life, and back then, right after it happened in my little 5-year-old mind, we didn't live that far from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, about an hour, but that was by car. And I thought, you know, maybe he's lost. Maybe he wandered down where we are. I got out on the rural country road that we lived on, my little Schwinn Stingray, and looked for him. So it's one of those things that got under my skin and stayed there. And the faces and the stories of some of these people haunts me to this day.
Absolutely. Do you remember those milk cartons where they put a picture of a little kid up who's been missing?
Yeah, I've covered some of those cases, some of the very first ones that were on milk cartons.
I think, what was the first? Johnny Gosch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
1982, he disappeared. They never found the kid.
No, there was rumors and stories that he came back and visited his mother, that he had been abducted and taken by somebody, but that was never substantiated.
Strange. At what point did you start writing books and stories about your encounters?
Well, that was started with Strange Things in the Woods. Actually, I started that book as a child. I would talk to family friends, if you will, and just ask them, have you ever seen anything strange? Have you ever had anything happen out in the woods that you couldn't explain? Because the woods just tend to be a strange place anyway. I mean, strange things can happen anywhere, in the air, in the water, in the city. But for the first book, I picked that theme of just in the woods. And the real impetus from that was my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, the one who described herself as a gypsy witch. Don't know where the gypsy part came in, because she was born in the Cates Cove area, the Great Smoky Mountains. But I'm thinking somewhere back in there was some old country that they were from. But she knew every legend, every superstition, all kinds of things. The Appalachian Mountains have that great oral tradition.
Yeah.
And she used to say, there's a haint and every holler. So just based on that, you know, she told me all these stories and things. And it was at her funeral when I was 13 years old. I thought, you know, all those stories, all those tales and stuff, that dies right there with her. But I decided not to let it. I took that mantle upon myself to start cataloging these stories. And the book was, you know, decades in the making. But that was the impetus for it.
Well, that's a great thing for you to do. And I assume Grandma was a good witch, right?
Yeah, she told fortunes, read tea leaves, coffee grounds, animal entrails, practiced phrenology, which could tell things about you by feeling the bumps on your head. But yeah, there were, especially in the southern Appalachians, there these days she was what they would call a granny witch or a kitchen witch. But yeah, she didn't do anything evil, as far as I know. She never put a hex on anybody or anything like that. But she could help you take bad luck away or take those hexes off of you that other witches had put on you.
Was she the mother of your mother or your father?
It was my mother's mother. Had 10 kids, my mom and 9 boys, so I could never get away with anything. When I was a kid, she knew all the boy tricks. But I was the favorite grandchild. I was born, according to her, now my mom was knocked out with the twilight sleep that they used to give women in labor back then. But my grandmother attended my birth, my maternal grandmother, Grandma Bessie, Mamma, we called her. And according to her, I was born with a veil over my face. And that's a southern thing. That means I'm in call. I have the amniotic sac was still over my head when I was born. They had to cut it away. In her superstitious mind, that marked me as a special child. And out of all the grandkids, and with 10 kids herself, there was a lot of grandkids. But I was the only one with that condition. So she took me under her wing, as it were, and made sure that I understood the superstitious side of things.
Steve, did your mother ever pick up on the paranormal?
Just a little bit. And I've heard that things like that tend to skip a generation. So my grandmother had it, my mother maybe just a little bit, and then I got it. So, again, I don't claim to have any special powers or anything. I have had some precognitive moments and somewhat of an empath, but I got it more so than my mother did.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm going to have you tell us some stories here, Stephen. What are some of your favorite paranormal stories?
Oh, gosh, there's so many different ones. As far as ones that have happened to me, there was something that I encountered in the woods in the area where I grew up in West Oxford County, Tennessee. Now, it's in my book, My Strange World. And the way that book came about, Strange Things in the Woods was the first book. And after that, then I'd be invited on shows such as yours.
Yeah.
And either the host or if it was a call-in show, some of the callers invariably would ask, now, these are other people's experiences. Have you ever had any experiences? So I'd trot out one or the other. And eventually I thought, you know, there's probably enough here for a book. And there is. And since then, there's been enough for a volume two, which I'm currently at work on, My Strange World. But the area we lived on, we lived out in the country on a small farm. And there was a ditch line. That ran alongside our property. And later in life, I found out that that was the old stagecoach road through the area dating back to the Revolutionary times.
But way back.
I was out in the woods one day, 8 years old, and just wandering around on our property. I taught myself woodcraft and wood lore and things. And I was out in the woods and looked down into this ditch, didn't see anything interesting in it. Turned around and started to walk away, and I heard something in the leaves down in the ditch, and I kind of peered back over the edge. About the time I looked over the lip of the ditch, whatever it was came up out of the ditch toward me, and I could see the leaves being kicked up in its wake. Tree branches a lot higher than my head were being knocked back and forth. I could feel the ground shake, but I couldn't see anything. So once the initial paralysis broke, I ran back down the hill screaming toward the house, and I was making such a commotion. My mom had stepped out on the back porch to see what I was into this time. Ran past her, went inside, hid under the furniture. When she finally got me calmed down enough, I'm trying to tell her there was something that I couldn't see that chased me. My dad, my brother got home from work. They went up there and looked. And sure enough, they could see where the ground cover was disturbed, where the tree limbs were broken and things. And they asked me a lot of questions. Was it a bear? No. Was it a deer? No. Those were all things that I knew what it looked like because of the area where we lived in. But it wasn't anything that I could see. Well, flash forward. I didn't go back up there. Flash forward 7 years later, 15 years older, getting ready to move from there. I was just kind of out walking the property, and we had 26 acres, and revisiting some of my haunts and things, knowing that I'd probably never get to see them again, at least not under the circumstances where we owned the property. Walked back up there to the ditch, kind of looked down in it and thought, wonder what that was that scared me when I was a kid. Turned to walk away, hear a familiar noise, something in the leaves. I look around. Sure enough, same exact set of circumstances. Whatever it was came back up over the lip of the ditch right toward me. I didn't run screaming this time, but I didn't waste any time getting out of there.
Feet don't fail you now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then there's more to the story. 6 years later, I was working in West Knoxville, and I'd been invited to a party after work. by a guy that I worked with. Didn't really know him, didn't know anybody else at this party. It was at a clubhouse for some condominiums down the road. And some people there had either brought or found a Ouija board. And they were going around the room asking people questions. And when they got to me, I thought, I've got a good one for you. What scared me when I was a child? And that's all I said. I'd never told this story to the guy that I worked with, and certainly none of the people at this party.
Right.
In fact, I hadn't told it outside of my family at that time. But the girl's working the board, and the planchette starts moving, and it spells out W-A-T-E-R-S-P-R-I-T-E, water sprite. They look at me. I just shrug my shoulders. And then they were joking, like, oh, the board's thirsty. It wants some water. It wants a drink of Sprite. But that stuck in my head. The next day that I had off, which I think was the next day, I went to the big library in downtown Knoxville, and I asked the reference librarian, I said, what can you tell me about a water sprite or a water spirit? Well, she goes off into the stacks, comes back a few minutes later with some books, and shows me these are elemental-type creatures. There's a naiad, which is a guardian of the waters, and a dryad, which is a spirit of the woods, or guardian of the woods. So, according to the Ouija board, what I experienced was a naiad, a guardian of the water. And that particular property, just a few yards from where I was, there were seven natural springs, six that flew out of hillsides, or flowed out of hillsides, rather, and one artesian. But what better for a guardian spirit of the water to hang out to where there's seven natural springs that flowed into a big creek, which went to the river, the lake at that point.
And that spirit knew. It knew.
According to the Ouija board. But it never seemed to bother anybody else. Like I said, my dad, my brother went up there. Occasionally I'd have people come over, kids from school. I'd send them up there to see if anything had chased them out of the woods. Nothing. But for whatever reason, it didn't want me around there.
Our guest is Stephen Stockton. We are going to take calls with Steve next hour. If you want to share your own stories with us, go ahead. What is this story of ghost kittens or cats? What are they about?
Well, that was the same property there where we lived. It was a house. It was built when I was a child. They started building it when I was 6 months old, custom-built home, brick rancher. And it didn't have a basement, but just had a crawl space. It was on the what we call the high end of the house, the way it was sitting there. I could not even stand up under there as a child. It was literally a crawl space. Well, my bedroom was just above that crawl space, had hardwood floors. Well, one day I was coloring or reading a comic book or something, laying on my bedroom floor, and I started hearing kittens. And I could tell they were coming from under the house. And I got my dad to come in, listen. He couldn't hear them. But he took a flashlight, went down there, unlocked the crawl space door, little tiny door, went in there, looked around with a flashlight, nothing. Well, I kept hearing kittens. But this went on for years. And there was lots of
years?
Times that I would, years. I went under there with a flashlight myself, crawled through every inch of it, George. There was no kittens in there, any place a kitten could be in. I have friends come over from school. My friend John was with me one night, and he's like, there's kittens under your house. I can hear them.
Wow.
But they weren't there. So, again, I don't know what that was. But the last night that I heard that, I mentioned earlier that we moved away from there when I was 15. Part of the furniture had already been moved, and I was the last one to spend the night in the house. I slept in my old bedroom on the floor in a sleeping bag. And all night long, I heard the mewling of kittens under the house that weren't there.
What do you think happened? What might the significance of that have been?
I don't really know. There had been an old house there close to where. Back then, you had to either haul your garbage to the dump or it was legal to burn it where we lived. And where our garbage pile, where we burned it at, there had been an old house there at one time. And the lady that lived there was a purported witch. So I'm thinking maybe it had something, maybe she'd witched the property or the cats were her familiars or something like that. I don't know. Never could.
Sometimes farmers in the old days would have cats to catch the mice and the rats and things like that. and they would have litters that they didn't want to keep, that the farmer didn't want to keep. And so what they would do sometimes, sadly, it's a horrible story, but they would put all the kittens in a bag or in a satch and toss it in the water or burn them or something like that. I wonder if something like that happened on that land.
That's a possibility, and I've considered that, but again, no way to prove it. But I did absolutely hear kittens under that house for years.
And where's the house these days?
It still stands there in the Solway community in East Tennessee, but said I haven't been there since I was 15 years old, so I turned 60 this year, so it's been a while. But I wonder if the people that live there now don't still hear those kittens in the crossbar.
Exactly, and drives them crazy probably, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Have you visited many places investigating?
I have. I'm more of a legend tripper than an actual investigator, but I do like to go places, and particularly places where things that have happened that are kind of a one-off. Dover, Massachusetts is a good example, the Dover Demon, something that was just seen by a few people over a couple different nights and then never seen or heard from again. I like to go places where there's one-offs like that and just bask in the paranormal ambiance, if you will, thinking, this is where it happened. So, yeah, I've traveled all over the country and in many parts of the world, and anywhere I'm at, if there's anything strange or paranormal that has happened nearby, I've got to go check it out.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.